At the October 25th Pocahontas County Solid Waste Authority's regular meeting, member David McLaughlin informed his fellow members that he had spoken to County Commission President Walt Helmick, who told him the commissioners would be willing to meet with the authority at an open special commission meeting to discuss possible ways the commission could assist the authority financially, perhaps to purchase the landfill which they now lease. Authority Chairman Ed Raleigh indicated he would be receptive to this, and a suggested date of Wednesday, November 1st was mentioned, pending approval by the Commission. Since this meeting, the County Commission has indeed scheduled a special meeting to discuss the future of solid waste in the county for Wednesday, November 1st at 2:30 p.m. in the Commission's office in the courthouse. During public comments, Alan Johnson made a comment in which he said,
"And I really would favor the board to purchase the current landfill, even if filled up for certain uses for that as a central location."
Johnson also told them that it would be smart to be open with the public and limit discussions held in executive sessions because it is important for the public to understand what is going on. This reporter also addressed the authority during the public comments portion of the meeting regarding their need to conduct open and transparent discussions about the future of solid waste disposal in the county. To read or listen to that comment, visit this story on our website, www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Also at the meeting, Mary Clendenin commented on the authority's monthly financial statement. Clendenin said that so far this fiscal year, cardboard, paper, and plastic recycling has shown a net loss of $731, tire recycling a loss of $892, and white goods, that's appliances, recycling showed a loss of $1,249. The Solid Waste Authority's CPA, Mark Joseph, recommended that the authority submit an application to the state to raise their tipping fee from the current $64 per ton to $95. He said that without that rate increase, they would continue to lose more and more money each year. The authority members voted to apply for a tipping rate of $95. Joseph also said that his company offers a free service which will do the authority's payroll in an emergency if for some reason the authority's administrative personnel are unable to do it, but they need to apply to his company for that service. The members voted to apply for that. The members also said that they are being required to add one more downgradient groundwater monitoring well, and they still need West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection's approval of a location for that well. Chris McComb, the landfill manager, said they need to jet wash out and clean some lines at the landfill and clean out one of the manholes there. McComb also said that commercial trash disposal is about the same this month, but there has been a slight decline in trash disposal by the public at the landfill. He also complained that the public fills up the closest boxes to the entrance of the green box sites but won't walk 10 feet further to the next box, but they just keep piling it on top of the closest box until it falls all over the ground, and he has to spend a lot of time and work cleaning up the mess. He also complained that mattresses are being left at the gates. We will report on that November 1st special commission meeting where the future of solid waste disposal in the county will be discussed. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.